Manuscript Releases, Volume 8, Mr. Number 587, Example of Precognition. I was struck as I looked upon his, though this letter is addressed to Dear Friend Cook, Ellen White is obviously speaking to both Mr. and Mrs. Cook. In the first paragraph above, Ellen White is speaking to Mrs. Cook about Mr. Cook, whom she refers to in the third person countenance, for in my last vision this very countenance had been presented before me. He was shown me as a man making a profession of our faith, yet his heart is corrupt. His life in his youth was not as it should be. He was a hard, fearfully hard case. If, since he embraced the truth, he had been sanctified by the truth, he might have accomplished good, had he turned his ability in the right channel. But he has abused his privileges and his capabilities, and turned his power to the corrupting of souls instead of seeking to elevate them to purity and holiness. You lack inward rectitude. You act as if nobody's judgment of men and things were equal to yours. Your manners you make engaging. The depravity of your heart finds occasions for its workings, and an outlet for its influence upon those who are charmed with your ways and manners. If you had real Christian principle ruling the heart and controlling the conduct, you would not seduce poor inexperienced souls to violate the law of God and thus accomplish their ruin, not only in this life, but for the next world.